Welcome, thirsty soul. The South Main Church of Christ podcast is intended as a collaborative effort between the Churches of Christ in East Central and Southeast Ohio who sing vocal music during worship services. Our goal with the podcast is simple: to connect the message of Christ with you through the lessons from the Bible. We hope you will find this podcast to be a fountain for all. Hi, this is Jim Lanning, and this week we'll be talking to Keely Worden from Zanesville Christ Table. She's the executive director there.
He came in, and we had a lot of talk and some fellowship, and he's a great Christian man. He really is. And we had lunch, and we had lunch with the people, and we had conversations with people, and he realized what we were, and I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I know how many businesses you own in Zanesville. You walk around, pick five people right this minute, and you put them to work.
That'll be coming up in just a few moments. First, let's bring in Jared for some details about the Christian News.
The Christian News is updated frequently on its own page on our website, smcocnl.org. It is a resource of dozens of stories, but with a focus on Ohio. Some of the stories that we've covered on the Christian News include the Ohio State Buckeyes' baptisms and prayers on their road to the national title, also the Churches of Christ disaster response team near Dayton and their recovery efforts after major storms. Many more topics are covered on the Christian News page on smcocnl.org.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. I'm Tyler Wade.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a sins away, and now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Now, the conversation. We're glad again today to have Keely with us, Keely Worden from the Zanesville Christ Table. And Keely, we're glad to have you here again today, and I hope you inform me more. I had learned last time some things about Christ's Table, and I'm
sure
looking forward to this.
Well, thanks for having me back down here. I'm glad that you didn't lock the door when I left the last time. People tend to do that. No, but I want to thank you for that. So just for those who maybe didn't listen the last time, I'll tell you a little bit about Christ's Table and who we are and what we do. We are on South 6th Street in Zanesville, downtown Zanesville, and we're that little soup kitchen that serves about 100,000 meals a year. And we do home delivery, and we also serve lunch. We serve Monday through Saturday, and I'm always proud of my churches that came in on Saturday, and I have to give them credit for what they do every Saturday and two Sundays out of the month that they come in and serve. So we another thing, too, and I think I forgot to tell you the last time we're here, we never close for a holiday. It's the people that we serve become like family to us. And I can't imagine going through a holiday and not having family. And so we work really hard to stay open on the holidays. People are still hungry on the holidays. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I shared with you the last time and everybody got to hear. We're so much more than a meal. We're so much more than nutrition for the body. We are nutrition for the soul. And we're just that place where people can count on us being there. We open at, even though we serve lunch from 11 to 1, we open our doors at 6:30 in the morning. Mm. So we open early. There's always a hot of coffee. There's some donuts out there. And it's just a place for people that are on the street to come in to get warm, to get cold. I mean, if it's hot out, they can come in and get cool. We always have a cooler of water out there in the summer for them. And they can come in and charge their phones. Sometimes it's just a minute for them to regroup together. Sometimes it's just a place for them to come and lay their head down on the table and maybe just get a little safe rest. Because many times people without homes that are out on the street, they do walk all night just to stay warm or to stay active. And then they do rest during the day. I've learned a lot since I've been there. But I also want people to know that it's about 20 to 25% of the people that we serve are technically people without homes. This other 75, 80% of the people that we serve are just families. They're senior citizens. They're children that are just living within poverty. And having a hot meal at Christ's table once or twice or maybe every day is just helping them stretch their budget. If they're not having to pay for a meal once a day, maybe they're able to put a little extra on that rent or that electric bill that, you know, that went high over the winter. Mm-hmm. So we never question anybody that walks through our door. We welcome in everybody. And when I first took the job at Christ's Table, which was 14 years ago, I had a county commissioner come to me and he's like, I just can't believe that you're going to work down there. These things need to be cut out. We're just given. And, you know, there is no reason those people can't get a job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought about it and I said, well, you know, why don't we just, let's go to lunch and let's talk about this. I think this is more than just a conversation over the phone. So he's like, okay. So I said, but you need to come to me. We're going to have lunch at Christ's Table. So he came and, you know, I took him a tour of what we do and talked to him a little bit about more of what we do than just feed people. And he was from Zanesville. I mean, he's been in Muskingum County his whole life. And I feel like if you've lived someplace your whole life, you should be a little bit observant about what's going on around you.
Right.
And Zanesville's, you know, one out of every four children in Muskingum County are living below the poverty lines. That means one out of every four families can't make ends meet. And if you're a county commissioner, you should be aware of that. And you should understand that there's reasons for everything. So he came in and we had a lot of talk and some fellowship. And he's a great Christian man. He really is. And we had lunch. And we had lunch with the people. And we had conversations with people. And he realized what we were. And I said, okay, now I know how many businesses you own in Zanesville. You walk around, pick five people right this minute, and you put them to work. And he kind of looked at me funny, and I'm like, point well taken. You know, I can't get on my soapbox about multi-generational poverty because it's more than a 15-minute conversation. And once I get on my soapbox, it's hard for me to get off. I've learned a lot at Christ's Table, and that's that we can't judge people for what we may be seeing. And I grew up in Zanesville too. And I grew up poor. Like, I didn't realize I was poor because we were the richer of the poor.
Right.
And I thought I did have everything I needed. I think it was when I got to junior high, I realized that, oh gosh, there are people that have more than me, a lot more than me. Am I poor? I might, but my parents did such a good job. I didn't realize we were poor, but I look at the people that I grew up with, and
maybe poor in some things, but not more.
Rich
than
that. rich in a lot more. And I look at the families, and you know, we grew up right down the street from a major factory in Essex Wire, and you know, a lot of working class people. And the people, there was a family up the street, there were seven of them, and a couple were my age, a couple were older, a couple were younger. We all played together. And mom and dad, we all knew that they drank, you know, they drank. And there was a tavern down at the end of the road. And, you know, there were nights that good old George had, like, dad would have to pull him in out of the yard on the front porch, you know, and he would sleep it off. And but he would get up and go to work the next day. They were functioning alcoholics. Like, that's just what they did. They had a garden. They raised their kids, quote unquote, well. Mm-hmm. But they had drinking problems. And as the next generation, which was my generation, there were other problems with some of the kids. You know, some started dabbling in drugs. And, you know, two of the seven didn't do so well. You know, five of them did. And then they had kids. And those kids, three of the seven didn't do so well, you know, and now they've got grandkids. Like, the people I went to school with have great grandkids. But with that, each generation has deteriorated just a little bit. It's happened. And those are the people that were just expecting to get a job and work. And there's a lot more to getting a job and working than what a lot of people, you know, if you're out there trying to hire people right now at all, you know, it's tough. It's tough finding good people. It's tough finding people that know that you got to get up and be on your toes and get to work on time. But we expect people to know that when they've never seen it. And I'm off the soapbox. Okay, we can move on. We can move on. But I always say, don't judge by what you think you may see.
Yeah. There's so much we don't know, but we assume when we're making those judgments that we do know.
Yeah. So it's an interesting place. We have a cross section of all different types of people that come in, and on the dining room part of it, but then on the back part of it, which is my volunteer part, we have all kinds of different people coming in there too. So I have been so blessed in the 14 years that I've been down there to meet so many people and to learn so much about people and just about faith in itself. I came to Christ Table with really strong faith. You know, I was taught and I went to church and I did what I thought I was supposed to be doing. And I thought I had good, you know, good, strong faith. But then when I got to Christ's Table, I've learned the true, complete faith. And that's just learning to accept people for who they are. Not judging, loving people for whoever they are, and just trusting in the Lord that he's always going to take. If you trust, he is never going to fail you. He will always take you in the right direction. Even Amen. Though, and I get teary when I talk about this because it can get really scary. You know, it can get really scary. Like when I first came to Christ's Table, I was like rubbing pennies, man, to try to just keep the doors open at Christ's Table. It was hard. And I had not been there very long, and the girls are yelling downstairs, and I go running down, and there's flood downstairs in the kitchen, and the whole bottom of our hot water tank had rusted out. Just rusted out. There was water everywhere. Thank the Lord, my son-in-law works for a heating and cooling plumbing company. And I'm calling him, and I'm like, I got water. He's like, Keely, you got to turn off the water. I didn't even know where the water turnoff was. And he's like, you should know that. So he comes, we get the water turned off, and, you know, I needed a new hot water tank. Now, this has been probably 13 years ago. And I said, well, okay, can I get that tomorrow? Or can I get that? And it was a big hot water tank. And he said, let me go. He's part owner of the company. So let me go back and talk with Mike and see what we can do. And so he said, if I can get the tank, you know, we'll come in tomorrow because I got to feed people. I can't shut down because I don't have hot water. And he said, so they got the tank and they came in the next day and we got through the day, and he didn't charge me for any labor at all, just charged me for the hot water tank. So a few weeks later, I was sitting at my desk and I had a $1,200 bill. It was $1,600. It was a $1,600 bill for the hot water tank. And I had to pay the electric bill. And I was debating. I'd been putting off paying my son-in-law, but I knew I had to pay him. And I was just like, Lord, geez, just tell me, like, give me a hint here, you know, give me a hint. And this is the honest to God's truth. I should have brought that paper with me, but anyhow, I'm sitting there and I'm trying to decide what check to write, and the side door buzzed. I was there by myself. It was way after serving time, and a gentleman came in and he said, Keely, he's a professor at one of our local colleges at Ohio University. And he said, God told me to help you today. And I went to Sam's and I didn't know what to buy. I don't know what you need. So what do you need? So I'm talking to him, and we do partner with Mid-Ohio Food Collective out of Columbus, and we can get food at a lower price. And sometimes we can even get it for free. We just have to pay for the transportation to get it down here. So I started talking to him about that. And he's like, so you're telling me that if I just give you money, it's probably better than buying food, like me going and buying food for you. I'm like, well, I don't want to tell you about giving me money, but I could probably get more food for your dollar. And he's like, okay. So he wrote me a check, and it was for $1,600. Honest to God's truth. And of course, I'm a crier. I cry when I'm happy, I cry when I'm sad, and I cry when I'm mad. My husband knows when to move when I'm crying, when I'm mad. But anyhow, this poor gentleman who had never met me, standing there, and I'm sobbing, and he's probably thought I was going a little cuckoo on him. And I said, I have to show you something. And I picked up the bill, the invoice for $1,604 for that hot water tank. And he had written the check for $1,600. Well, then he started to cry too. And that's complete faith. That's just knowing, you know, and that's how I learn complete faith. I know if it's supposed to happen, it will happen. Now, not everything I think is supposed to happen will happen, but there's usually another plan. Yeah. And you just have to go with that. And you have to trust in your faith, and you have to trust in our Lord Jesus, and know that if it's meant to be, it will be.
I think that's a very good way of explaining what complete faith
that's
is.
That's complete faith. And it's just knowing. But then it's always taking that time, and we pray. And I always tell people, you know, this is the part that gets hard sometimes, because you get busy and you pray for things that you need, and you're always thankful for the things that you have. But when things like that happen, you just have to take that minute right then, and you have to rejoice. And you have to give thanks at that very moment.
Right. Thanks.
For what happened.
What happened. Exactly.
Because by the end of the day, when you sit down to do your prayers, you may have forgotten that, or it may not be as, and God needs to know when you're, God knows when you're sad about things, and he knows when you need, but you got to let him know when you're happy about it too, at that very moment. And things like that happen all the time. And it sometimes it happens in the reverse too, because we never take advantage of a dollar that comes into Christ's table. We're so very black and white, and we use every penny stays local. We don't have a levy to cover us. We don't do state funding. We don't do federal funding. We're not United Way funded. We are solely funded by the people and the churches and the businesses in Muskingum County. Whether it's $5 or it's $100, every dollar we use so frugally, like, we don't spend money unless we need to spend money. And with that, I never write a grant. Like, there may be grants out there to teach people to read, but that's not our mission. Our mission is to feed God's hungry children. That's our mission. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. So even though there's money out there for that, and I'm thinking I could do that, I could read to kids at lunchtime and maybe get a little bit of that money, we don't do that because that's not our mission. And that's taking advantage, and that's taking money from somebody else that really is truly teaching kids to read. So I never write a grant unless it's, I need it. I need that money. So I got a call from this little lady at the Eagles in Zanesville. And she's like, Keely, I'm going to go to this conference, and they said that I can get money and I can bring money back to you. And I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, that's wonderful. And she's like, but I need you to answer a few questions. So she started reading all these questions off, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a grant. You need me to write a grant for you. And well, she's like, there is quite a few questions. So I'm like, well, let me come up and get that from you, and I'll work on it. And she's like, well, I have to have it by, you know, tomorrow. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I need to write this, you know. And again, so I looked around at what, and you weren't going to just get money. You had to get money for something. Mm-hmm. So we, and again, I don't write a grant unless I need it. And God's telling me that. So there's this machine that we use to seal our hot meals with. And I thought, well, I told my person that works with me, I'm like, get me a price on one of those. I need to know how much that is. I'm going to write a grant for this thing. You know, I'm going to write a grant for this meat, for this. And so I did. And we got the money. 2 weeks later, I'm not kidding you, 2 weeks later, that machine broke. And I said to my kitchen coordinator, I'm like, oh, I jinxed us. I wrote a grant for something we didn't need money for. And he said, no, God just knew what we needed before we knew we needed it. So that's complete faith.
Yes. Yeah. I think, something about each person, too. I think with children, I always thought that we are made in God's image. And everyone is important, and we need to care about everybody.
Yes, honestly and truly.
Right.
So it has to be real.
So happy to have you with us here
Thanks
today.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you for coming.
Uh-huh.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome to this week, to the weekly announcements. We remember all the ones on our prayer list, especially the ones that's having upcoming procedures and surgeries coming up. We remember all of them during their time of our recoveries and all that. We also have our Bible studies and on Sunday morning at 9:45. The ladies get together on Sunday evening at 5 p.m., and that's over the phone. On Wednesday night, we have our midweek services at 6:30. Also, we remember all of our graduates that's graduating this year. We want to remember them and our thoughts and our prayers, and that they have a good journey into their second part of their life. We have an area-wide sing coming up on June the 27th. That is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's on a Friday evening, and I encourage you to come for that. This is Mark Randolph with your weekly announcements.
My closing thoughts for today will come from James chapter 2, verse 26. I think it fits so well with what Keeley said. James chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. It's so fitly spoken. The body without the spirit is dead. There is no life in a dead body. It's empty, void of life. And so it is with faith. Faith without obedience must be in all parts of the Christian's life. Faith is trust. Faith is devotion. Faith is love. And faith is obedience. We cannot neglect obedience when it comes to faith.
I'm glad morning when this life is over. Fly away to our home on God's blessed shore.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. Our theme is There's a Fountain Free, composed by Mrs. M.B.C. Slade and Dr. A.B. Everett. Other hymns we feature in this podcast are He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. Also, we have heard A Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens. And to close this podcast, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We would like to thank all of the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our guests this season are from, but not limited to, the following organizations: the Southeast Ohio Food Bank in Logan, Hawking County; Christ Table in Zanesville, Muskingum County; Somerset Church of Christ in Somerset, Perry County; New Concord Church of Christ in New Concord, Muskingum County. Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team in Tipp City, Miami County. Pennsville Church of Christ in Pennsville, Ohio, Morgan County. Lone Star Church of Christ in Falls of Ruff, Kentucky, World Bible School. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and the scheduler of our guests. Jared also is our webmaster and assembler of the stories on the Christian News webpage. We thank all of our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening each week to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7th Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcast posted from time to time. Let's talk again in a week. Just a few.